Welcome to the Digicom Cafe, located at the intersection of faith and technology. We hope you enjoy your cafe experience where we cater to your digital and spiritual appetites, and build interest in the amateur radio hobby, one story at a time. Please stand by as we get ready to launch this episode of Radio on the Rocks. You are about to listen to a Radio on the Rocks Cafe Cast remote interview at Silver Dollar City, which occurred on May 7, 2019, with Danny J, KD5DLJ, and guest Butch Gregory, K0EQ of Reed Spring, Missouri.
Thank you very much. Great big happy to everybody, and welcome to Silver Dollar City's Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. We are the Horse Creek Band up here with round number one. Folks, we're going to be here at 10, 12, 2, and 4, right on the even hour. Set your watch by it. Picking and a grinning for everybody. Hey, we got some special folks with us here today. We've got some of our ham radio buddies out there. KD5DLJ, Denny's here from the Digicom Cafe. Yeah. Hey, good to see you. PR, he's out here with us here too. You guys have a good time us here. They're doing a podcast, so glad to have all the gang here with us today. Larry Sledge opening up on the mandolin, doing a fine job with some old-time picking. Larry, tell us all about that tune.
Well, as a number, you can tell I've been around Roy Clark too much. I kind of got the hammer out there. I don't know why I did that, but anyway... Of course, we were having a good time, so it's okay there. That's an old tune there. We used to play for a lot of square dances, the old Mississippi Zoller.
All right. Good way to open up the show. Folks, we got a good old bluegrass classic for you here. I'll go stepping two. Okay. Don't think that I'll be hanging around while you're having fun. Staying home. What I'll do, I'll lock the door and put out the cat. I'll go stepping two. Now I'll go stepping two, my honey. I'll go stepping two. I'll lock the door and put out the cat. I'll go stepping two.
Good morning, everybody. This is Denny, KD5DLJ, in the Digicom Cafe, doing a remote Cafe Cast interview from Silver Dollar City here in Branson, Missouri. for the bluegrass and barbecue picnic. And we've got some great bluegrass that we're going to be watching today and listening to. And one of our favorites here is the Horse Creek Band. And I'm standing here next to a new friend, Butch Gregory, who I met a couple years ago, believe it or not, on 80 Meters. And I've known him, heard him singing for years since we've been here in this area. And when I heard his voice on the air, I thought, that guy sounds really familiar. And sure enough, it was Butch Gregory of the Horse Creek Band. So we just finished listening to their set here at Bluegrass and Barbecue. And I thought it'd be a great time to do a special cafe cast. So Butch, great show today. How long have you been in music?
Well, I started playing when I was 10 years old. My family was all into music. My dad was an old-time fiddle player. My brother played the guitar, and my sister played the mandolin, and it just kind of come to me handed down naturally, and I started playing and been playing ever since.
Wow, you guys are great. I love the guitar picking and banjo picking. We've already treated the folks to some of that, and we'll close you out with some of your banjo picking. But the cool thing about all this was that you're also a licensed amateur. Tell us about how you got into the hobby. Tell them about your call sign. And what do you think of amateur radio? How has that enhanced your life?
Oh, I'll tell you, amateur radio is really a wonderful thing in my life. I start off the day usually every morning on 75, 80 meters. We've got a local group that gets together that's within a 200-mile radius, you might say. That's the one you checked in with us on, and really have a good time with that. And how I really got started in ham radio, when I was a kid, there was an old World War II veteran that had lived right there, within a couple of miles from me, and he loved to build equipment. He'd take old TV chassis and the transformers and stuff. And, of course, 10 meters AM was the hot thing. I'm talking back, going back into the 60s. That was what he loved to do. And he would, he was kind of an early person into the recycling, you might say. People would give him their old television sets that had went kabonk and radios and stuff. And he would disassemble them, take the parts, and build ham stuff with it. Usually it was a separate transmitter and a separate receiver. And I would go over there and watch him do that, and I just got totally fascinated with that. And,
how old were you at the time?
I would have been probably in that 10-year-old range, about the time I started playing music.
And
that,
he was patient with a young boy.
He was patient. He showed me a few things, and I just kind of got all excited then and kind of, you know, wanted to really get into it big time. But of course, you know, in your teenage years, you get cars and things on your mind, hot rods and so on. And I kind of got away from it for a little while.
That's what Don Wilbank said.
Yes.
Fuel and perfume, or fumes and perfume.
So back in the early 90s, I decided, hey, I'm going to get back into this again. And since 1992, I've been into ham radio pretty heavy. And
how old were you when you first got your license?
I'd have to think. Do we have a calculator?
How old are you?
I am part of the Medicare crowd now. I am 65. So it's going way, way back.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is exciting, and I was so thrilled to hear your voice on the air. You've got a voice for radio and for music, great singer and stuff. Tell us about your station. What kind of equipment have you got right now?
Well, I've got all kinds of equipment. My favorite is still, though, the old tube transceiver. I've got a 520 Kenwood that I bought years ago, and people tell me it sounds better than anything else. I've got some newer solid-state equipment, but, you know, that old tube audio in radio, it's just like it is with music. If you've got an old tube amplifier of some kind, it's just a different sound. And everybody I talk to says, boy, you can't beat that old Kenwood that you're on right now. And I've got a G5RV homemade antenna that I built in 1992. Course, I do run it through a tuner, but my goodness, I can work several bands on that thing. And
are you an AM-er too?
I do not. I've not ventured into AM, although that's kind of really what got my interest sparked years ago. But
what is your favorite mode?
I enjoy FM sideband. Once in a while, still do a little bit of code. It's been a while, but If you're a musician, the code comes to you fairly easy because there is a rhythm to the code, you know. And I got into the code early on. And
how many words a minute can you send and receive?
Well, I think what the last last test I took, of course, I got the extra by doing all the code. I believe it was 20 words a minute. I could probably do somewhere around 25 to 30 in my peak, but it's been a while since I've done it, so probably could still do 15 with no problem, maybe 20 on a good day, somewhere along in there, just nice and steady.
Very good. Have you ever had the experience of leading another young person into the hobby?
Yes. We had a young fella out that I knew a few years back, and he unfortunately has passed away now, but he was very interested in radio, kind of like how I got into it. And he'd come over to my house, and I'd show him all the equipment. And he'd watch me do some live broadcasting and making contacts and got him interested in it. And I guess you could say I kind of Elmered him.
Right.
And he got his license and was doing real good. And we still don't know it. It's been several years since he passed. I was thinking maybe it was an aneurysm, or it was something very sudden. And so the one person I did help and really get into it is no longer with us now.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, you know, this is coming up on the week of Hamvention.
Yes.
The big ham fest. Mm-hmm. And their theme is Elmering.
Right.
And mentoring young people. So it's always exciting, and I'm so thrilled now that my grandson has gotten his license too, and he's bringing his friends in. So
great.
We really want to do that. And that's what the cafe is all about, is helping mentor young people, providing a platform for them to be safe and comfortable and welcomed in by the older hams. So sure, I'm glad that you took this time to do this interview, and hopefully your story will inspire some of these young people too.
Well, Denny, we've had a great visit with you here at Silver Dollar City. You make sure and come back and see us anytime you can. 73's to you. This is K0EQ.
That's a great call sign. And if anybody wanted to find you, where would you most likely be found?
If they come out to Silver Dollar City here doing the Bluegrass and Barbecue, we are at the gazebo pretty much the entire run of that.
Now, how about on the air?
On the air, usually of a morning, from 7 to 8, I'm at 3858 sideband, so tune the old dial and see if you might hear some of us talking.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
Dan.
God bless.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll just do a tune that's on the old-time favorites that features this five-string banjo. Hey, here's one of the old-time favorites, everybody. John Henry, the steel-driving man. Five-string banjo. Well, folks, we've had a barrel of fun. We get to have so much fun, we completely lose track of the time. And guess what? Time is gone for round number one. We'll be coming back at 12 noon. I'm hearing rumors we may have a visit here in a little bit from those feuding families of the Ozarks, the Hatfields, and McCoys. Thank you all, and have a great day at Silver Dollar City.
you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. Visit our website at digicomcafe.com to see our extensive digital buffet menu and listen to all of the live conversations on our Cafe on Ice stream. Or this and many more episodes of our Cafe cast.